Welcome back to, yeah, that's a Pepper Thing. First up, we've got Harrison wrapping his Dr. Pepper in a tiny quilt so it feels at home. Oh, how tender. That's a Pepper Thing! And over to Becca, who's whispering affirmations to her can.
You're sweet. You're unique. You're the best thing I ever poured over ice.
She swears it makes it taste better. It's not a science thing, but it's a Pepper Thing! Why do they all do it? All for that sweet, delicious, truly one-of-a-kind taste of Dr. Pepper. It's a Pepper Thing!
The days are longer, the calendar is filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grüns. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, so I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing, they're easy to toss in my bag on the go, plus they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA and FSA, eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grüns.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Scotland 1, Haiti 0, the full time score. Scotland have won their first game back at a World Cup for almost 3 decades. We are top of our World Cup group. I'm Andrew McLean here at Merchant City Square with Tony Watt and Gordon DL, and we are here until 5 in the morning. Can't quite believe I'm saying it, but we are here with the reaction. And we're going to bring on live callers from the bar, people that were joining us, watching it, going through all the emotions. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I think every time I've thought about calling in, I've been too scared to do it. So I thought, let's get a camera on me and then I'll do it, I guess. That makes more sense.
High pressure. Just do it in person.
Yeah, why not?
In front of the guys. How, describe that experience of watching that game.
Well, I mean, you said it yourself, like 30 years, like pretty much since we've been at the World Cup. I'm 28, so I've never actually experienced it. I think I was maybe like 3 months old when we were last in the World Cup, and it's just amazing to be here, see the atmosphere. I went to Germany, I didn't quite meet you guys in the pub, I know you were there, I didn't quite see you, but I went over to Germany, I was here during the COVID season, but it's just so amazing to see the atmosphere, be here, and just realise that there's a chance that we can, you know, we have a dream, we can live that dream, we can do it. It's like, if you win 9 games in a row, you win the World Cup, it's mental, you could do it.
What does that do for your belief that Scotland can get out of the group? I know some people wanted there to be a big scoreline and people talking about goal difference, but does that matter too much to you? Is it just about being back at a World Cup and Scotland getting a victory?
Right, so I'm not the pessimist that says it's nice to be here, because I've never seen it, so I don't care about being here. I care about trying to actually, you know, compete. And the thing is, you get 3 points, what is it, 95% chance if you get -2 goal difference? Cool. If we get one more point, we're pretty much out of the group. And like, yeah, it says, it's, we could squeak, we could do the most horrible football you've ever seen in your life. 0-0, we can get a penalty shootout, we can have a dodgy penalty against somebody, we can get 2 red cards, people get sent off. We could squeak the worst World Cup you've seen in history, but we won't care.
Do you think Scotland could win the World Cup, sorry, is that what you're getting at here?
I mean, I'm not stupid. I realise that it would be ridiculous if it happens.
But you think they could, after watching that, do you think?
Come on, Tony, let a man dream. Come on,
I just want to check your alcohol level after this, because after watching that, I hope they go and get a draw with Morocco, but I think Scotland need to get better performances than that to progress to the next round and go again, I think.
100%, because when it comes to where they were playing, I think the thing was for me, in the first half, we were solid defensively, yep, we were good attacking, but the midfield was where we were struggling. And then as soon as we switched and we got better in the midfield, defence was okay and attacking we just fell off. But you need to be good across the three, like, thirds, yeah, of the park to be doing,
yeah, but
it.
Listen, I know what you're saying, right? I think, like, it's brilliant the fact that we talked to the table. We were all thinking maybe 2-3 tonight to give that little cushion, right? And what Tony's saying, but we're the kind of country, I remember going up against England, and everybody in their own patch.
Are you talking about 1-0 at the Euros?
Yeah. And, and everybody thought that they were going to spank it. And we ended up, that we grinded out a 0-0. My big concern was, I looked at Morocco and Brazil tonight and I'm thinking, oh, they're top teams. But look, at the end of the day, I think the most important thing for us, 3 points. I'm going to be greedy. I'd have liked another goal or two.
100%. I mean, I'm a wee silly boy, right? I've not seen proper football from Scotland all my life. But you just need to hope and believe. And I'm talking about the most disgusting World Cup you've ever seen. People are going to be raging. If you look down south to ITV and stuff, they'll be talking tonight about how we didn't deserve to win that and all this kind of stuff. It's the classic stuff you see in the media. And the thing is, we've got quality. We're a small country. And it's about inspiring people. So hopefully, even if we don't win this World Cup, which is very likely, hopefully we inspire the next generation, we try and get better, we try and constantly just be there. That's the main thing.
Talk to us about the scenes down there when that John McGinn goal went in.
I threw my chair backwards and then I accidentally scratched my mate in the eye, and I thought I was going to take him to A&E, and I was like, I'm so sorry, but luckily I didn't catch him, so I was pretty happy with that. But it was brilliant. I'm still amazed that John McGinn got the goal, considering it was a massive deflection. I thought it was going to be an OG, but we'll take it. Yeah. I thought we were going to have another one where Rudiger was the top goal scorer for Scotland. I thought we were going to have whoever that player was being up there with Scottish goal scorers, but no.
Yeah, I feel like let's just not draw attention to the two deflections. Let's just try and keep it as a John McGinn goal. And we can give him his moment.
Yeah.
And he is the main man for Scotland. Thank you very much for joining us. We're going to sub you out. We're going to sub someone else in. And we're going to keep it going with the live callers on the show. So we'll just take your headset. Thank you very much.
Thank you very
for
much.
Joining us. And we will get the next live caller in the bar. And but that's what it's all about. It's about sharing the experiences at the World Cup. Scotland have that victory. And we're going to see who is going to come in next. The headset is just being passed
Steve
on.
Clark.
And it is Kieran. Is that your name?
Yes, it is.
How are you, Kieran?
I'm not bad. How are yous?
Oh, good. I tell you what, I'm actually not that tired, considering the fact that it's 4:15 in the morning. I thought I'd be yawning by this stage.
I've had a couple of yawns.
Kieran says I'm knackered.
Kieran, how are you feeling? Scotland have just won a game at a World Cup.
Overall relieved. That second half was a bit brutal. But, just excellent to actually get the win. I thought we were going to do what the Swiss done earlier on and bottle it. That just kept going through my head in the second half there. But no, full time was just pure, just relieved.
Yeah, it's something that we haven't seen, and I know the level of opposition is different, but you look back to the last two major tournaments for Scotland, defeats in those and humbling experiences in those, and despite the fact that the tougher games are to come, it is a win. It's a very different start to the group that can give the players belief going into the games that, you know, they're at this stage, they've won a game, now go out and protect those 3 points, try and build on them.
Yeah, the biggest positive I can get, and I know we were talking about friendlies as well, that's another clean sheet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Okay, everybody will analyse the opposition, and we're coming up against better and then better, whatever it may be, in the next two games. And we really need to be at the top of our game. But we're at the top of the table. We've won our first game. Yeah, am I being a bit greedy? Of course I am, because I think a lot of people out there would agree. I'd like one or two more goals, and I think that this team would have been capable. The second half performance, I think Steve Clark will analyse and think, well, hold on a minute, we were probably off it, right? But we've come out in a positive. 3 points, clean sheet, top of the table. We've got two massive hurdles to come.
You can't ask for much more than that, to be fair.
I think if Scotland fans were to handpick a player to get that first World Cup goal, I think John McGinn would be right up there at the top of the list. The contribution that he's had for Scotland over the Steve Clark era has been massive, and he is just someone that we all want to see do well.
Aye, of course. And I'm a massive St Mirren fan, so I've seen that he's obviously went on and done stuff like this. It's fantastic. And it wasn't the best goal, but they all count.
What's that evolution of watching John McGinn back in his St Mirren days to now seeing what he's been doing for Scotland? Did you always think that he'd be able to go on and kick on to that level, or has it shocked you what he's been able to do?
Well, probably shocked me to the extent of where it's gone, obviously, captaining Aston Villa to the Europa League as well, but no, it's just excellent to see him play like that, brilliant.
And there is still more to come from these players. If you try and spin it as a positive, that maybe some of the players, you know, didn't hit the heights that we've seen them hit before, we know that they are capable of better, which you hope that, you know, with a game under their belts, things will surely get freshened up to some extent against Morocco, that there can be a better all-round performance in the next game.
Let's not be kidded here. It was a massive night for the players as well. Massive night for Steve Clark. They're representing a country that have starved for 28 years to get to a World Cup. They see the people that have travelled in huge, huge numbers and spent huge, huge amounts of money to go there and back the lads and support. So there was, of course, a big pressure on there. I thought that with the experience I had, the minute the whistle went, as Tony and I will tell you, playing in big games, you tend to forget about the crowd. You concentrate on what you're doing. Look, I'm delighted that we've won the game. Delighted we've got a clean sheet. Delighted that we're top of the table. I just thought that getting into this game with the hope, there was a sort of a opportunity there just to really stamp it tonight for us. Now, once again, we'll need to do it the hard way if we're going to do it. Are we capable? Of course we are.
Talk to us about the scenes down there when the goal went in. Was it carnage?
Oh, it was, absolute carnage. Full pint over me, soaked. Just, amazing, but so good.
That's it. Hopefully more of those moments to come. Thank you very much to Kieran. We will be getting more live callers down here at Merchant City Centre. It is 4:18 in the morning and we are not finished yet. We are going to get more reaction after this break. What a day it has been. What a morning it has been. I don't even know what it is anymore. It's 22 minutes past 4 in the morning. The headline news, though, is that Scotland have won a game at the World Cup. A 1-0 win against Haiti. John McGinn got the goal, and we are top of our World Cup group. We are here until 5 in the morning at Merchant City Square. Tony Watt and Gordon DL here with me, Andrew McLean, and we are getting people to join us. Matthew is from Paisley, but he's sitting at the table with us. Matthew, describe how you experienced that 90 minutes.
Oh, how do I explain it? I mean, obviously, I wasn't alive the last time we were in a World Cup, so it's been a long, long wait to see something like this. Can't describe the scenes down there. It was, when McGinn scored that goal, it was an absolute rapture. It was amazing. I'll be really honest, I thought overall we made quite hard work of it. Haiti were better than I expected, to be honest, although they lacked quality going forward. But to win our first game, and especially with, obviously, we were watching the Brazil-Morocco game first down there, both of them only taking 1 point, so we are top of the group now. It's perfect start, really. Yeah.
It's exactly what it is like to be in a World Cup as a nation that's not fancied, that you get there and you almost enjoy everything about the World Cup apart from when the ball is actually in play, because you just get so nervous about everything. You can enjoy the goal and wee flashes, but it's just that nerves throughout the game that everyone's feeling.
I've got to say, I think Matthew should be sitting here. I think he summed it up perfectly. I think every Scotland fan felt the same. To get to the World Cup, first and foremost, is absolutely brilliant. To top the group is brilliant. To get a clean sheet is brilliant. But there was a few nervy moments here tonight. There's no doubt about that. I thought second half we were off a little bit. But we've got something to work on. We've got two massive games coming up. Two difficult games. But this is where we are as a Scottish team. Would you put it by us to go and get a draw against Morocco or Brazil? No, you wouldn't. You know, I was expecting maybe a 2, a 3 tonight, a comfortable, because we went in full of confidence. We looked at two strikers banging for him. Didn't look like, apart from Adams for the goal, he's run down Shankland and it just didn't click for him. So there was a lot of things that Steve Clark, but remember, this has been a pressure from taking a country into the first World Cup. And as Matthew said, they are right. He wasn't born. You've never experienced anything like this. I have. And that's why I was a little bit, I keep going back to that 74 when we never lost a game. We beat Zaire in the first game 2-0. And we lost out in good goal difference because Brazil beat Zaire 3-0. And I'm looking tonight going, go on, 2 or 3 will do it for us. But we'll need to do it the hard way.
There is that connection there between the supporters and the players, this squad and Steve Clark, that your generation experiencing that. It's just a squad that are so likeable and you just want to do well and you feel that they are doing everything they can for the supporters.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if you go back maybe 7 or 8 years ago when obviously Strachan leaves and Alex McLeish comes in and stuff like that, right then it was really low for supporters. You know, attendances were dire, and it felt like it felt a million miles away that we could be back at World Cup. And the fact that Steve Clarke's got us to three major tournaments in the last, what, 5 or 6 years, I mean, it's just incredible. And we need to enjoy it while we can, because you never know when you'll be back at something like this. So although we've not played great tonight, we've won the game, and you need to enjoy it, and we'll take what comes in the next two games.
It's all about taking lessons from each game as well, Tony, and Steve Clarke and his staff will have watched that game, they'll go back, they'll analyse it, and it's just about making sure that you take the right lessons from that game and that the players take the right lessons from it.
I think Steve Clarke's quite a cool head in terms of, he'll see this as a game coming up where he'll get something. So I think he's happy with this result. All he cares about is the 3 points. He doesn't care about the goal difference. You can see that with the smile on his face. You don't usually see one of them. I think he's confident they'll get another point, and I think he's really confident they'll go through. And that, fair play, I just have my reservations. I don't know exactly what's going to be needed. I know these stats pages say that -2 goal difference gets you through. I'm not sure what's needed. I'm not a statistician, but he must see it as a good result, so I'm going to need to believe in that as well.
Do you know the big difference is for me? It's quite simple, right? Haiti had a game plan tonight, yeah. And they've done it brilliantly, because they scared us. There's no doubt about it. We're going up against two teams that are coming into the game's favourites. They ain't going to play the way Haiti played tonight. So it might suit the way we play, if you know what I mean. We went in there firm favourites. They sat back, they made sure they frustrated us. In the second half, they started, you could see the way they built their way into the game. It was like, we all thought this is Qatar written all over it, right? But we're now getting into two games that are completely different. Yeah. Yeah. You know, Morocco won't sit deep. Morocco will come at us. Brazil will come at us. So all of a sudden, we've got maybe an opportunity to go and express ourselves going forward. So, as I say, we're top of the group and we've got to be pleased with it.
Thank you very much to Matthew. I appreciate your time. I'll let you go and get to your bed, surely.
Thank you, Matthew.
It's 4:30 in the morning.
Cheers,
so thank
lads.
You very much to Matthew.
Thank
we're going to go to the phones now, and we're going to speak to John, who is up next on the line. John, talk to
hey,
us.
Then.
How are you feeling after that?
I am feeling good. Obviously, first win. I didn't actually realise that was my first win in 36 years in the World Cup. I was 9 years old the last time we won a World Cup game, believe it or no. But I think after getting that win, obviously it was kind of expected, but you know the way football can be, you can never really expect things to go your way. But I think after we got that win tonight, I think that maybe can relax the players and make pushes forward for the Morocco and the Brazil game. Wondering what you think about that yourselves.
What do you think it does for the mentality of the players? Sean thinks getting the win is, you know, it can relax them a bit, but then, yeah, you know, if other people are looking at the goal difference and the fact that, you know, you maybe need to either get yourself a point in one of the games or not lose too heavily in the games, there's just I'm not sure how much the pressure can really be taken off in a World Cup game,
yeah,
when there's still, you
I
know,
think
so much at stake.
We are maybe looking too much into it, to be honest, and that's what we're paid to do, to analyse it and see what's needed. They got the 3 points and that's all that matters. Look, you don't know, they could go and draw with one of the teams, or they could go and lose both games 1-0 and go through. That's totally fine, but I think the performance is maybe what's worried me a little bit tonight. I thought the performance was really, really flat. I don't think they got their distances right. I thought they sat back a lot. I thought Haiti got in their box a lot of times, and the time that they actually connected with the header, the boy should score. But there's 3 or 4 more chances like that, where if that big boy had got on the end of things, they were good crosses and they just weren't on the same level. Now, the performance level wasn't up to normal standards of the last kind of 3-4 games from the Denmark game. But do you know what? Steve Clarke's got a smile on his face and I'm buying it, so fair play.
He has been very relaxed throughout this process building up to the World Cup, which, you know, he's maybe had a smile on his face a bit more than he normally does. Steve Clarke, you don't often see him smile, but he seems to be in a different mindset, and that will just continue, won't it? It'll keep going until, up until the next game. He'll want to try and keep the
Oh, look, the way he's been over the last few weeks.
He's definitely got to put a positive spin on it tonight. Of that, well, this morning, of that there's no doubt at all. And rightly so, because we sit proudly at the top of the table. Look, he'll go and analyse it. He'll say to his players, it's 3 points. I keep going back to it. The most important thing, which could be so important for us, is another clean sheet. Right, OK, there were moments in the game where you thought we're going to concede. But we didn't, and it's always going to happen in a game of football. You'll give up chances. So we've got another clean sheet under our belt. He'll need to analyse now the next game, because he knows that it's a completely different game. Morocco ain't going to play the way Haiti played tonight. Absolutely not a chance in the world. They're going to come out in the front foot. They're going to go smell blood and try and get after us and score goals. Steve Clarke already known that, so he'll plan for that as well. Look, I think everybody's got to be happy. We're enjoying the fact that we're there, we're here, we've brought a great support over to Boston, and the fans, we've seen the fans' sort of opinions after it, and the way they celebrated and everything about it. They were happy, Scotland's happy, we've won the game. We need to now go. This is a chance to progress. This is a chance to make history for us. And do you know something? I know we've got two massive games coming up, but like Tony, wee bit concerned, like every other Scottish fan, second half, I'm going, oh my goodness, we could have probably given up a goal there. But we didn't. We fought it out, and we're here to fight in our battle. And I think we'll do okay.
Would you expect there to be drastic changes, John, going into that next game against Morocco, or do you think it'll just be little tweaks from Steve Clarke here and there?
I think he might keep the same lineup, but as I was saying, I think the players might feel a wee bit more relaxed going into the next game, because we did have a good campaign going into after the World Cup qualifiers. We had a good campaign through the group stages, and I feel like we're starting to take that forward, and I do feel a good vibe for the Scotland team, and I do think that people will stand up and take notice in this campaign.
Brilliant, thank you very much to John on the line. Why don't we get a live caller in, a guest that's going to join us at the table. I've actually just looked over my left shoulder now, and it's light outside.
No,
yeah. The sun is up, genuinely the sun is up now, and we are still on air. Quite incredible. This is Mason. Mason, how are you?
I'm not bad. Better after that.
Right. How did the experience go of watching the game in here, watching it with your friends?
Well, first one in person. Well, first one in my lifetime, so lived up to the expectation probably. Better than I thought it was going to be. Yeah. Better with a win, better with 3 points. So.
Especially getting that win, what does it do for everyone? You know, you look at the Scotland supporters, we've seen how big the Tartan Army have been over in Boston, the positivity that's been there. Getting that win, it just keeps that rolling over until the Morocco game.
I think it takes the pressure off the next two games. Obviously, we'd love to go and try and get something from the next two games, but getting the 3 points on the board was always the main thing for today. It was, you know, I think technically, not to be too negative about it, but I think taking 0 points from the next two games possibly still takes us through.
Yeah.
So
I think it will just depend on sort of goal differences we were talking about. We're hoping that John McGinn goal could be enough potentially. We'll see what happens over the next couple of games. But I've been asking everyone that's come up here, describe what was happening when that John McGinn goal went in.
We'll be calling him John McGinn. John McGinn. He's the one that scores the big goals, and it's like you say, he's given you boys and myself as my first World Cup massive moments.
I think carnage is probably the word to describe down there. It's, I mean, most of the people down there have never experienced a World Cup first and foremost, and to experience a goal and a 3 points in a World Cup is massive for the country, really.
I think there would have been a few pints getting spilled. I think I kicked
over
a couple
nearly,
of
you nearly
drinks.
Put us off air.
Yeah, I know, I kicked a drink over some wires here. You know who wouldn't have been spilling drinks? Will have been the Scotland fans inside the stadium, because I was told it was $22 a beer inside the stadium.
It's incredible. But do you know something? That shows you. We've watched the build up to this first game, and guys that have come out here to what, 20 to 5 in the morning. People have travelled to America that's cost absolutely fortunes, $22 a beer. You're talking about pricey tickets, flights, hotels and everything. Because, like Mason, a lot of them have never seen Scotland in a World Cup, Andrew. And to see Scotland in a World Cup is the biggest achievement in your life as a football fan, because that's your nation, that's your country. You want to see them doing so well. I'm sort of I'm old school, because I've seen this before. I've seen the disappointments. I've watched the World Cups. I've seen the great Archie Gemmell goals against Holland and everything like that. I keep going back to the 74 one when we were so close. And I get so anxious when I was seeing the second half, and I'm thinking, just another goal. Yeah, we can. Listen, don't take anything away. You can get a point against Morocco or Brazil. It's got to be difficult. But I just thought another goal would probably have sealed it for us, if you know what I mean. I don't know if MD was the same, but look, positives. Clean sheet, top of the table. Happy days.
What's your gut telling you? Are this team going to create history, get through the group? Hard to tell.
I think the 3 points is a massive step forward, but watching the Brazil-Morocco game, I think Morocco's a harder game than Brazil.
That's
in all honesty. I don't know if that was the same.
I agree with you there in terms of Morocco maybe dominate you more, but you look at Brazil, they're just a wee bits of quality they've got when Vinny Jr. gets the ball, and you've seen the problems our fullbacks getting caused tonight. These guys are different level. That's my only worry. Hopefully you can lock them up for 90 minutes, but I'd like to see a 2 or 3-0 just to give us a wee cushion and go, right, you can lose a game with a couple of
see, the only thing you're saying there, and I think everybody will agree with you, you look at Morocco, Brazil tonight, see the best teams that go and win it. See if you go overall and you're talking about your first World Cup. I've watched a lot of World Cups that the winners, they grow into the tournament.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I'll tell you who's brilliant at it. The Germans. The Italians are not there, but they used to be brilliant in the old days. They grew in. See, after the first game, you would go, oh, I don't fancy them to go and do
it. Argentina.
And then all of a sudden, they just grow into it. And that's my worry because of Brazil and Morocco. But the one thing I always think about, the one thing I say about Scotland is, we're unpredictable.
Aye.
You know what I mean? I'm expecting 2-3 tonight.
It'll be a roller coaster with Scotland.
But then you go, oh, Morocco, how brilliant were they? Would it surprise you if we came out and got a draw or
beat
even
them?
Exactly. So
nobody could have predicted the fact that we go into a qualifier like we need to win, and Scott McTominay pops up with an overhead kick. Kenny McLean scores from the halfway line. This team have shown that they're capable of special moments.
The Bolivia game as well showed a lot of positives. Scotland can be good on their day, and look, maybe they just need that extra week in that climate. Maybe that's what hurt them a wee bit, you know. It's not the easiest game. I know on paper we should be beating them, but they went and beat New Zealand 4-0, was it? So you've got to give them a bit of credit as well. There's something in their team that shows they can get a good result. But hopefully the next two results are a wee bit more forward-thinking, a bit more positive.
Well, if you were half asleep there by any chance, Gordon DL has just coughed directly into the microphone, which has probably woken up.
15 years of service, and I make one mistake. Know what I mean, Mason? That's what you get.
He says 15 years of doing the show, and he doesn't know not to cough directly into the microphone. That's what we should really be saying.
Exactly. You're allowed to cough at 25.
You've just woken people up all over Scotland. Anyway, thank you very much to Mason. We have one final part of the show to go, because this bar is clearing out. The sun is up. We are almost done, but stick around. Final bit of reaction to come. It has been a long, old morning on Super Scoreboard, but Scotland have a win in the World Cup. We are top of our World Cup group. A 1-0 win over Haiti. John McGinn getting the goal. Tony Watt and Gord DL here with me, Andrew McLean. It's the final section of the show. And we are joined by Aidan, who is one of the final people in this bar. You've stayed up. I did see you standing over there. You were yawning your way, waiting, but I appreciate you sticking around to chat to us.
Honestly, it's a pleasure.
How good are you feeling after seeing Scotland win a World Cup game?
I'm feeling unbelievable. It's obviously the first time in the World Cup I've seen. And the reaction to the game was unbelievable for the fans. Myself, I couldn't believe it. I'm seeing we're top of the group. It's unbelievable, and it's given me hope for the rest of the World Cup. Like, we have a chance at this stage. It's unbelievable.
It is one thing when you actually look at it in black and white, you see the group table. Yes, it's just one game played, but to actually look at it and see that Scotland are in a World Cup group and are sitting top of it, you almost need to rub your eyes, which you're doing anyway because it's 4:45 in the morning, but you need to sort of rub your eyes to make sure, right, we are actually, we're top of a World Cup group, and yes, we've played the lowest seeded team in it. We've got a win that people said we had to get. We still got it.
Context is valuable here. I won't get ahead of myself in that, but fair play, they're top of the group. Friday's going to be a big one. Friday will tell you everything you need to know, because if Scotland go and get a respectable result and get through to the last 32, I'll be really happy. However, they're going to need to improve that performance level. Don't get me wrong, great result, 3 points on the board, and there was a couple of promising performances, but they're going to need to improve it a little bit more.
Here's what I think, just quickly, and I'll go back to Euros. After the first game, everybody was deflated. Right, and I know what you're saying, we're playing the lowest team and a team that we're expected to win. But after the result with Morocco and Brazil, I think the confidence factor now, the boys will be going home to the hotel tonight. And I think they'll be very, very happy that they're top of the league. They'll be very happy that they've won the game. They'll be very happy that they've had a clean sheet. Yeah, they'll know deep down inside, look, we'll need to do a little bit better, especially in the second half. We were off it in the second half. To go and qualify, I just feel that this group's got the best chance ever. Everybody keeps saying, "Oh, and I've heard a lot of people, my first ever World Cup." We've got a fantastic chance, and that I've never had. And I'm 64 years age, and I've watched a lot coming up, not as much as Hugh Keevans in World Cups, and we've never been anywhere really near it, apart from the keep one that keep boring everybody with, but. I think we've got a great opportunity, Andrew, and I think these two games coming up will throw up different challenges, because they will not sit in. These two teams fancy to beat us. They will go in as favourites. We'll go in as underdogs. We've seen this. You spoke about it. Denmark, we beat Spain, you know, when we were underdogs. We produced big results when we were underdogs. So Morocco and Brazil might just suit us for a point.
You've done the biggest 180 ever in the past half an hour.
In what sense?
You've gone from being down and out about it to we're going to win the whole thing.
No. My big disappointment, if I can say one thing, is a disappointment. I fancied us to... not fancied us. I'd have loved us to get, I keep saying it, a comfort blanket, another goal. Just see that 2-0. Yeah. I think that makes such a big difference getting into these two games.
Just
I think
aesthetically.
Yeah, I think you could afford to lose them narrowly and you would still qualify. I think we're on the brink. I still think the way this World Cup's planning out, probably we'll still need maybe an hard point. And I hope that that's not the case, because we have got difficult games coming up, but we're capable of doing it. So we've got to be confident. Tonight for me was just the one wee blip was I wanted to be greedy, I wanted a second goal.
We will analyse it, Aidan, and we will look at the permutations and we'll do all that, but it's Scotland winning a game at a World Cup and you get to go out and share it with your pals. Just aye. How good is that experience, doing something that maybe a good few years ago you thought was a long, long way off?
It's hard to explain. Because obviously at the Euros, we didn't experience the best performance, but even still, the fans were amazing. Just watching the team go on, but now we're getting wins. I honestly can't explain it, because it gives me that belief that we can do this, even though we're against another team, Brazil, Morocco. Unbelievable teams, you know, top 6 and 7 in the rankings, but I don't think that matters. Like, we could go through and we could make it past the knockouts. Like, there's not what's stopping us. If we beat Brazil, if we beat Morocco, there's nothing in our way at that point, you know. Yeah.
Brilliant. Thank you very much to Aidan. We'll leave him on that positive note. We'll let you get to your bed.
Yeah.
Which is lucky, because we've still got a little bit of time to go, but that's fine. We're going to speak to Wayne, that is on the line now. Wayne, How's it going?
Oh, absolutely buzzing, guys. Just cloud nine, loving life, watching the football. I was 12 years old in 98. My youngest boy watching it tonight with me. He's 12 years old, his first World Cup. So it's just amazing, just great result. I wasn't really bothered, to be fair, about the quality of football or whatever it may be. I just wanted the result. A lot of pressure was on us as soon as the group was there for us to get this 3 points right away at the start. So I thought the boys handled it really well. And yeah, onwards and upwards. Bring on to Morocco.
When you've got a young child, Wayne, as you're talking about, a 12-year-old son who's not experienced this before, it's almost like you're experiencing it twice, because you're experiencing it for yourself and you're getting that, but you're also kind of living it through him and his enjoyment of it all too.
Exactly. He's just like sitting there like when he's like talking about like the Guinness and all that, and I'm thinking, oh, back then it was Jackson and Collins and Henry and Boyd, and I was in awe back then, and he's now looking at these players, and you know, it's just amazing, just the full circle it's went, and it's made it all exciting. And you know, it's nearly 5 in the morning now, and I'm absolutely buzzing. I don't think I'll be going to my bed soon, so it's just amazing. It's just great.
It just helps elevate these players to another level, especially for the young children out there who already idolise John McGinn, Scott McTominay, Andy Robertson, these players so much. But to then see them on the world's biggest stage, see them winning a game, seeing John McGinn scoring, doing his goggles celebration in a huge stadium, it just makes these players even, you know, even greater to young kids, the next generation coming through.
Yeah, because these players have got the brilliant, a perfect opportunity to give these young kids, which guys like myself and Hugh and everything that's been through it all before, the one thing that we've never ever had is to qualify at the group stages. And we all believe that they can do that. And I think that's what makes the excitement so good for everyone that's, and we've heard it tonight, and I will hear it now for up until Friday and until Scotland play Brazil as well, that, you know, there are people over there with their families that have never been to World Cups, never seen World Cup, never seen Scotland play in a World Cup. We've got a brilliant opportunity to do something that guys like us at the age of 64 and Hugh at 75 or what he is, never seen.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So we're all in it together, whether you're young or you're old. We've all seen these World Cups. We've all loved World Cup. But we're now in a position we could be part of it to make history, to go out the group stages.
I agree there. Look, we're in football, so we're going to be a little bit more negative about the result because it's only 1-0 and it's Haiti, and we expected 2, 3, 4, right? But these 26 guys, including the staff, obviously, are legends already, because look at the way these fans are phoning in and speaking about them, their sons speaking about them, how joyful this place has been tonight. These guys have given them their moments for the next 30, 40 years. These guys will be spoken about, and I think it's rightly so. And don't get me wrong, we're going to be a little bit cautious and negative because we've got Brazil and Morocco coming up. See, if we had Iran and Uzbekistan the next two games, then we'd be like, brilliant 1-0 result. That's just par for the course, the way we're talking about it, with the two teams coming up next. But fair play, just to kind of round it up, fair play tonight, that's a good win. Regardless of the performance or the circumstances, at least they get the 3 points. That's part one done.
What would it mean to you, Wayne, if you could see this Scotland team get through the group stage and be able to share that with your son?
I think it would be right up there, to be fair. Club football recently was a bit of a shocker for myself, so I've had to kind of go over that. So this World Cup will just help elevate Scottish football in general. And as Tony said, it doesn't really matter about how we played. To be fair, Angus Gunn didn't have anything to do, really. Like, he had a wee slip in the first half, but, you know, he had a wee bit of ball possession, tried to look dangerous, we looked good. And as Gordon said earlier, you know, we have beat Spain, we have beat bigger teams, Denmark. So when we're under the cosh, I don't fear Morocco or Brazil at all. I just want us to go in there, perform, know what we can do. And I'm just so excited to see what me and my boy are going to look at when we're in the next 2-3 weeks.
How big can that no fear be going into these games against Brazil and Morocco? Because, you know, there's the whole cliches about, you know, being beaten before you're even out there. You look at Brazil, just with the history they've got, and it's so easy to build them up as this, you know, massive team with these superstar players, which they are. But it's about making sure that the Scotland players know that we've got good players. We've got players that can go out on a big stage and perform, and it's not, you know, looking at them and thinking, you know, this is going to be tough. It's about just going and trying to match them, take the game to them.
Yeah, I think the players know that anyway. I think they've got a lot of confidence in themselves. What we've done tonight is we've tipped our toe in the water in the World Cup. Let's be honest about it. It's okay saying about the Euros. We've been to the Euros and Steve Clark's done a wonderful job. The World Cup is a completely different ball game, right? It just brings everybody together. You've seen Glasgow tonight, you've seen Boston, you've seen people travelling from all over the world to get involved in this and spending so much money. You've seen the fact that people are sharing these moments with their kids and everybody, their families, and everybody's been involved in it. The World Cup is massive. These guys have never tipped their toe in it. They've done that tonight. Look, there were a bit of pressure on them because we couldn't afford to lose tonight. That would have been an absolute disaster. They've come out the game 1-0. I keep saying it, my wee slight one was, I'm greedy, I'd love to have seen 2, because then I'd have been very confident that we're going to go through. But let me say, these guys have been absolutely brilliant. Steve Clark's been brilliant, and I think they deserve the fact that we've got Morocco and Brazil. Can we get a point that would probably seal it for us? I do believe we can.
It has been 28 years of waiting, and then since we qualified, it has been months and months of build-up. And today was the day Scotland went out, they played in the World Cup for the first time in almost 3 decades, and we got the win. We're sitting top of our World Cup group. We're sitting ahead of Brazil. We're sitting ahead of Morocco. Yes, we've still got them to come, but we have those 3 points on the board. Will those 3 points be enough to see us get through and create history? We'll need to wait and see over the next few days. Thank you very much to Tony Watt. Thank you very much to Gordon DL. Thank you to anyone that joined us here in Merchant City Square or for phoning us in. What a day it has been. Of course, the action has It's not stopping, because Scotland have 2 more games to come, and we will bring you it on Super Scoreboard. And it's not done here either, because Gavin Pearson is taking you next.